Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Delphi, the Delphi murders, and Richard Allen, the man convicted of those crimes. Now, entering the appeals phase of all of this, but that's going to be a long road. Joining me to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast, Defense Diaries. It's still kind of insane. As of our recording here, the latest, Judge Gull, when Richard Allen's defense attorneys requested preserve the evidence in this case, that wasn't specific enough for her. That's too vague. That's an insane statement, I think. And I think one of the most questionable about her, what the hell's going on behind the scenes, to question that. But you're the attorney. Is this insane? What the hell are we witnessing here?
I mean, the whole thing post-conviction, like, and I'm talking like sentencing forward, has just been so bizarre. Like the entire, I've just never seen a response, not so much from McClelland, but from the law enforcement side of it, where Jerry Holman's been out doing interviews and just kind of like professing how, or I'm sorry, Doug Carter. No, it was Holman. I've seen both of them, but mostly Holman. Like, he's done a couple of things and he's just talking about, and I'm going to get to the Gull thing, but it's interrelated. It's just strange, man. It's like they're still trying to convince the public that this is a good conviction. And the people that are of the mindset that this thing was fucked up beyond all recognition, like from the get, and the way that this entire process went, no one's changing our minds. And I include myself in that. I have no idea whether or not Richard Allen committed this crime. I was not there. Mm-hmm. I don't speak in definitives. I think that people that do speak in definitives about whether somebody's guilty or innocent when they weren't at the crime are fools. And I think that they're just trying to push an agenda. I don't know. But what I do know is that this process was a train wreck. And that when this gets to the appellate level, we'll see how it shakes out. And what it appears to be that Gull's doing is she's still trying to rule with an iron fist, even at the appellate level when it's out of her jurisdiction. Now, and the reason that the preservation of evidence matters is not so much for the direct appeal. Mm-hmm. Okay. A direct appeal, if our listeners aren't quite aware of what that is when you are attacking the issues that were brought up or that were raised and during pretrial, the pretrial motion phase, and during the trial itself. Mm-hmm. All right. You are not bringing up in a direct appeal issues such as new evidence and things of that nature. You're not bringing up things that were, you know, not tested that should have been. Like, those are not things that are for the direct appeal. A direct appeal, you're trying to figure out if Richard Allen received a fair trial, if due process was effectuated, and if not, do the things that equate to that not happening, such as not allowing the third party suspect stuff to come in, due to the fact that Richard Allen was put in safekeeping, even though he had counsel at the time, and they didn't have him in court, and they had a hearing without his counsel present. If those kind of things, and then you end up getting the end result of what Richard Allen became after 13 months in the prison, you know, and as a result of that, you get the confessions, right? So they extracted them in a very different way, a way that I think you're going to see a lot of other prosecutors trying to mirror that. If we don't do something about that now, that's going to be, law enforcement saw and the prosecutor's office saw the success that they had with that and getting him, whether he's making statements that are true or whether he's making statements that were coerced, they were coerced either way.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether or not what he was saying was true or it wasn't. And the problem with getting him that way is you can't know. It takes away the ability to discern whether or not I can trust whether he's saying I did it, if that means he did it or not. Because I don't trust his mind, and I don't trust any of the people that are surrounding him that are trying to extract these words out of his mouth, where it could be as simple as, hey, man, again, you want out? All you have to do is just say you did it.
Yeah.
You know, that we'll get you out of Westville. You want to see Kathy, your wife, again? Just tell us you did it. And so he starts spitting it out. I did it. I did it. I killed the girls. I did it. I did. You know what I mean? It's like, and then you have the wallow thing. Mm-hmm. Where I've seen other creators that are psychologists making excuses for this woman in terms of what she was doing and treating him. And to me, it's a,
I know.
And I cannot believe.
I've seen the same things from people that I do respect. And I'm like,
I know. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're selling your soul to the devil. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like this is a case that a lot of us have followed. You're have your positions, but stick to your integrity.
Yeah.
You know, God, I just don't know what people are doing. Cause like the one thing, I think what Gull is doing, and look, do I think it's a little bit fair for her to say, okay, specify what you mean? We're talking about 15, you know, terabytes of discovery in this thing.
But it sounds just
tell
big,
us exactly
it's
what
on
you
a
want.
Thing. Preserve it, period.
I agree.
Like it's not rocket science. Like, we now have to go through all of everything. Like, here, it's on this drive. Put it where it needs to go to be preserved. Done.
It's and especially the biologicals.
Exactly.
Anything that may have DNA on it should just absolutely be preserved.
This is not rocket science. This is not an insane endeavor of. It's all here. Everybody has the evidence. Just preserve it. Just don't let it be destroyed. That's the request. It's so simple. But now they have to list it all off. So what if they miss something? What if they don't...
What happens if they don't know it exists?
Exists. Exactly. So the things that they don't know exist, which could sit there and be actually exonerating if it was never turned over, then they have free reign to destroy. It's essentially what Gull is doing. And at what point... is this going to start being looked at as a criminal matter of Gull, of the police force?
Never. The answer to that question is never.
It's
never going to be looked at like that. Like,
and we have a huge flaw in our system if this is how our system can work, because it is working as directed right now. They are not technically doing anything wrong other than being horrible human beings and conspiring amongst each other, which, yes, that does get to a criminal level. But under what they can agree to, this is a flaw. This is a huge flaw.
Dude, it's insane. But I mean, look, you see, like, the preservation of evidence should just be rubber stamped.
Yes.
There under no circumstances can I think of a viable reason as to why any evidence in a case which they know is going to be appealed to the hilt.
Yeah.
Which they know there's going to be post-conviction. If the appellate side of it's not successful, they're shifting right over to writs of habeas corpus to the post-conviction relief act petitions. They're going into that. This case is not going away, and they know it. Mm-hmm. And everything that they do that makes it seem like they're trying to roadblock that makes it seem more suspicious, doesn't it?
I mean, beyond it's beyond like, suspicious at this point. Like one or two is a coincidence. I've lost count of the amount of things that they've thrown in terms of roadblocks that don't need to be there for any logical reason, unless you're hiding something or preventing something from coming out. It's baffling on this case.
Dude, and you and I are pretty pragmatic. I don't give a shit if I've been a defense attorney for 25 years. When they got the right guy, yes, there's a presumption of innocence, but I'm pretty sure that they have the right guy most of the time. Like you and I, like we call it like we see it always, the two of us. And like this thing, and I've been saying it for 2 years, and I've been saying it for 2 years with you. Mm-hmm. This fucking thing stinks.
Yeah.
There's something so off about it that I can't put my finger on it exactly what it is, other than it reeks of corruption. It just does. I wish that I was sitting here right now and that we were not talking about Delphi anymore, because I felt so secure that they had the right person in prison mm-hmm. for the homicide of Libby and Abby. But I can't pretend that I feel a way that I don't feel.
Yeah.
And it's because I didn't trust the process.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I did not trust the process. If we can't trust the process, then we have nothing. The process is everything. Our entire system is built on the process. If we're going to shit all over the process, if we're going to make new rules, and we're just going to try to cram criminals or people into a crime as opposed to solving it, like, dude, it's not a world that we want to live in. I'm telling you. And you know what? People are going to really, really start loving defense attorneys when that becomes our world. I'm telling you that right now.
We're pretty much almost there.
Yeah. If we're not already.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.